This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
We alluded to it at the end of the show yesterday, and you broke the news right at the end of the Monday night football game between the Cincinnati Bengals and the Washington Commanders. The Portland Trail Blazers are headed back to local television. Yes! Everybody Indeed. Can watch. You won't get your price rates jacked up the day before the first game of the season. Everybody will be able to find the Portland Trail Blazers and access Portland Trail Blazers games locally for free, statewide, globally, at a very reasonable price. But I think this is massive news. This is probably, like, in recent memory, this is the best thing that has happened to the Portland Trail Blazers since Dame waved off the Oklahoma City Thunder.
I mean, if you take basketball out of it, it's probably one of the best things that happened to the franchise in a very, very, very long time. I've worked closely with the Blazers front office over the last couple of months tracking this and kind of understanding what the process was. And the thing about this has been true ever since I've known Dwayne, is that they've wanted to bring the game to the masses. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Even if you think the Trailblazers ownership is the worst ownership on the face of the planet and they don't care about you, from the most selfish standpoint imaginable, they don't want you to not have access to games because that lowers their bottom line. So for all of the talk about, well, they were just doing this for the money, and it's like, no, guys, they've always tried to get more people. For a fact, the Portland Trail Blazers, under Paul Allen's leadership, tried to do this 8 years ago. The NBA did not let them.
Why didn't the NBA let them? And why was the pivot point Phoenix in Utah?
So what ended up happening is, at that point in time, 2016, 2017, I think they tried again in 2019, the guaranteed money. So we got to remember, when you're talking about that money, that is not that goes into the pool for the league, and that is divvied up among teams. So you've seen James Dolan recently kind of balk at the idea of the new media rights deal and how the pie is split, because he lives in New York and he sits on this tower and he has MSG and it pumps literally hundreds of millions of dollars into the league. And he thinks because he's in New York, he should get more. And it's like, just because where you're located, that's not how this works, dude. Sorry. You've been irrelevant for 25 years and suckled at that teat. You need to shut up and sit down.
And tell that to UCLA.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. You're not wrong. But the Lakers have, with Spectrum Sports, they have $160 million a year deal with Spectrum. $160 million a year, mm-hmm. which is only rivaled by the Dodgers deal, which is, I believe, like $200 million a year, which is insane. But when you think about the inventory and how much money that Spectrum turns for those two products, there you go. But with that, the league said no because there's no guaranteed money. Like, let's put this in perspective. The Blazers had a deal with Root Sports that went on for, it was supposed to go on another year. The Blazers are giving up money, a substantial amount of money, to get out of this deal early.
Like millions of dollars they're giving away.
Tens of millions.
Yes.
Tens of millions of dollars is going away, and they're just saying, wash our hands of it. We're going to move on because we want the product to be available.
It's better for business this way.
And if you want to take a look at the math behind it,
it's better for business to eat tens of millions of dollars
in the long run. No, don't get it twisted. Up front, that's not a fun thing to do. And it was like, right. Oh, they're worth billions. Blah, blah, blah. Look, you don't stay billionaires by just throwing millions away. That's not how this works. So, but when you take a look at how this, the math behind this is, if you get more people to be engaged in your community, that means your viewership goes up, even if you're a bad team. Okay. The Utah Jazz were a bad team and they had 150 or 180% growth with their over-the-air in their streaming package that they went to, which is substantial for Utah is very, very similar to Portland in that it's a small market that has a very, very dedicated fan base. So you could expect to see at least that, and the Blazers have estimated a 4x growth. Which
well, from last year? Yeah, because everybody's like, the hell with this. Yeah. I'm not paying the platinum Xfinity subscription just so I can watch the Blazers get their teeth kicked in.
In a bad picture.
Yeah, for 60 nights out of the year.
Hard pass. So in that, though, if you, again, this is the business side of it, right? If you get more viewership, now your ads are worth more. Your ads are worth more than you can sell more ads. And if you have the distribution, it kind of one hand kind of washes the other. And if more people are interested, more people buy merch. More people buy merch, it grows. Like, it's just like this cyclical thing. It just kind of builds upon it, feeds upon itself, right? So, but it takes a while. And if you're the Trailblazers, you definitely don't want to be at this point where you are right now. Because think about this. Would you want to hit the market with, like, the Phoenix Suns fresh off an NBA Finals and go do this deal? Or would you rather be the Portland Trailblazers who are still trying to figure things out? So, like, they're not in this position where they have, like, all this forward momentum behind them, right? So what do you do? Well, you do as much fan service as you can do.
Yeah.
You make this as readily available as humanly possible. So they go with the over-the-air product, and they they slide in also Blazer Vision, which allows you to have the streaming capacity. The difference between why it is available now and not then is the death of RSNs.
Yeah, the regional sports networks, which has been a big part in Major League Baseball, we've seen as Major League Baseball has had to absorb a lot of the television contracts and distribution for several teams. This does appear like it is the death of Root as well. We saw the Kraken leave Root earlier this summer. Now you have the Blazers have left Root to die, and they only have the Seattle Mariners now, which owns the network.
And they're going to end up eating that.
So, what does this distribution look like is the biggest question for everybody that's out there, because we know K2 locally, it will be widely distributed.
Yes.
Across the state, though, there are some limitations and there are some issues, like this text on the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online, vancouverford.com. Is it correct we still won't have Blazer games for free in Bend or anywhere in Deschutes County? If so, that would be lame for all of Central Oregon. Yes, that is the that is the case right now because of the fact that over-the-air distribution in Central Oregon is difficult as it is.
You have geographical barriers. You have a mountain and you have high desert and you have a million other things that make it very difficult to get a signal to you. Now, the Trailblazers and KATU and Sinclair Broadcast Group are working all on alternatives. They are trying to get the signal strength up. They are looking at it a lot of different ways. Like, I would say that one of, if not their biggest focus as it pertains to the broadcast distribution, is trying to get that situation resolved as soon as possible. And we'll have Dwayne on at 1:30, and it's something we will ask him about, the free part of that. The offering there is that streaming is going to be the path for you right away.
Yeah.
And that's Blazer Vision.
But that is going to be, and we will ask Dwayne about this. I mean, this is kind of one of the big questions that I have is, all right, so what about the people that are not in the distribution network? What does that look like for the pay-per-view? How much does that cost? How much are you going to be having to fork over to watch every Blazer game if you're not in the over-the-air for free span?
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This is where they will be. Portland, Eugene, Medford, Yakima, Seattle. That is huge.
Yes.
I mean, that's massive for Portland to get that, to get that reach and how many people will be there. Obviously, there are issues with some of the coastal areas, but when you think of like Coos Bay, that will be reached by KVAL, mm-hmm. right, down in Eugene. You'll be able to get to the seaside with KATU. It's there's going to be this reach that is expansive, but Bend is an issue right now, and they're trying to fix it.
I think the coverage is like 96 or 97% right now.
Yeesh.
So, like, they did basically everything they could to get every last bit of the market in. And I tweeted it out this morning on the clarification, because I had Casey Hold on the pod last night back to the launch and mentioned that the broadcast will be in 1080. And it will be in 1080. They have to switch. And this is super technical stuff. They're switching some of the sticks over on October 22nd, which is the day before the season, so that the Portland area market will have an HD quality 1080p broadcast for games.
Rip City Television is a thing. Yep. It is there. We will have Rip City Television is going to be on, what is it? What was it? KUNP?
Mm-hmm.
KUNP is going to be Rip City Television. So we have that to look forward to, which I'm assuming you'll have things like The Trail, which will be on there, shoulder programming, pre, post-game television shows, all those sorts of things will be on KUNP.
So, yeah, and then obviously you have Blazer Vision, which is going to be, all of your non-exclusive games, which this year there's only one national game, and I don't believe any of the in-season tournaments are being picked up for national. So it's either 78 games or 78 games, or no, excuse me, 77 games, or it's 81. I'm not 100% certain. I need to read the fine print on the NBA TV blackouts.
All right, cool,
but
man.
The interesting thing about this, it's kind of a Mandela effect, is that when we're younger, we all kind of think of like KGW having like all of the games.
Hell yeah.
The most games they ever had in the season was 25. It's kind of crazy to think about.
It's the weird thing about it.
It's like we like, oh, they used to have all of the games. Like, no, they didn't.
Well, I remember that's what I thought it was cool when they moved to an RSN that was, originally with Root. Because I was like, oh my God, you get all of the games.
That was the point, is that you got to watch all of the games.
Yeah.
And now you're going to get almost every single game out of the chute. So, and they're going to work to improve the product, along the way. This is where we are today. It's good today. It will be better going forward.
Here's a text, Vancouver Ford text line. That doesn't sound like Portland's throwing away tens of millions of dollars. This sounds like a stock that they're buying low, an investment. Yeah, I mean, sure. But I think one of the criticisms, which you can follow up by the next text, is problem is the product and the owner trying to stuff down our team. Fans need to continue not to watch. Hashtag sell the team. There is this thought that Jody Allen is only about printing checks, making money. Vulcan doesn't care about the fans. They don't care about anything else. They don't care about the development of the roster. In back-to-back years, I think there are huge flaws in this ownership right now.
Sure.
In just the understanding the landscape of the NBA, their fan base, and that connection that Paul Allen had that they do not. But one thing that you cannot say is that it's all about just printing checks and printing money, because last year, with bringing in a G League team in the remix, that costs a lot of money to do.
Yeah, no, they lost. They lost, and they will continue to lose money on the remix.
This year, with this, it is literally tens of millions of dollars that you're not going to have this year. Now, to the buying low and investing in it, but you're in the short term, and right now, if everybody's saying all they care about is printing checks and making money. There have been two moves in back-to-back years that are not money makers for them.
And well, while they continue to invest in the Moda Center, and they continue to invest in the roster and the scouting department, and you know, it's like, look, you can have your complaints, but it's like a lot of you have just made up your minds and you're just thick-headed about stuff, and it's just like, well, just be open to the idea that not everything is either awesome or the worst thing on the planet. It's like, you don't have John J. Fisher as your owner. Okay? Just chill.
There will be an ownership change at some point.
Yeah,
you don't have John J. Fisher.
Guess what? And if they might sell the team and you might get the David Tepper of the NBA. And then what? Oh, all your problems fixed? Everything's good? Everything's grand? Yeah. Hey, but they got a new owner, right? God, this stuff drives me crazy.
Another text on the Vancouver Forward text line. Who the broad tech cast team be? Nothing changes.
Nothing changes.
Still Lamar, Calabro, Brooke. You still have Michael Holton, Brooke Olsendam.
Neil Everett.
Doing pregame with Neil Everett as well. Blazer Broadcasting is its own entity. Mm-hmm. That makes this launch and this ramp up far easier for the Trailblazers to do than it was in Phoenix or in Utah, is that Blazers Broadcasting has always been owned and operated by the team itself, which is way different than any, well, I think there's one other team in the NBA that has that same relationship where they produce their own games as a team. So nothing will change from that standpoint and on that front. Yeah. So
no,
everything's status quo.
And if anything else, I think you could expect to see some stuff grow.
All right.
On that end. So,
okay.
I've been sitting on this for months, and it's one of those things that's like, I'm glad this is finally out there, because I think this is genuinely one of the biggest wins for the franchise and for fans in a very, very, very long time. And in a season where they're probably going to win 22 games, it's just, it goes a lot better when...
Yeah, y'all can be informed and angry now.
Yes. You can watch your games.
You know? And that was the thing, is like, people would be so mad, they'd be like, I didn't watch because I don't have Root, but... let me tell you one thing now... You can say, I watched that hunk of crap, and let me tell you what my problem is.
Yeah, it's perfect.